American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting live from the land of never-ending winter, for fuck's sake! This is the worst little podcast in the world, and I am the Reverend Rory Dowd. Once again, we are without Mr. Ramirez. He's a big-time actor. But, goddammit, where are all the interns? Where are the interns, Rick? It doesn't matter, because in the studio, we have Prince Robux.
Both the interns had work commitment things. Totally blows.
Yeah,
but it's not. And they were so sad that they both blew us off. And I told them both that we missed them. And I reminded them that Chewy misses 70% of the shows, and we still let him show up.
True.
So
that is very true. We use him for name recognition.
Yeah. He is funny as fuck, though.
Hey, everybody. How you doing out there in internet land? It's good to be back. Hope you had a fantastic week. Thank you, everybody, who came out to First Friday of Foxy Olive. We actually had quite a successful and fantastic night. You know who you are, and if you don't, that's because you were having a really good time. So, once again, thank you for being at the Foxy Olive. Coming up next month, I don't know. It's a surprise.
That means you haven't planned it yet, right?
Yeah, actually, I'm passing off the torch for a couple months because I'm getting married, and today just signed a whole bunch of official documents with my social security number and credit scores and stuff at the mortgage loan officer office.
Life is getting real.
Yeah. Yeah, so we're buying a house here. We're getting married. It's an exciting, exciting time of the day over here. How about you, Rick? What's happening at the studio?
I spent the entire weekend recording me time.
Ooh, how are those guys?
They were fucking great. They, you know, and they loved the last studio that did their last project, was really good, but they called me and they were like, "We don't have anywhere near enough money to fucking record with them." So I'm like, you know, second choice, like, you know, my crappy little house studio and
state of the art is for faggots.
They're like, "We only have this much money and we got to do 12 fucking songs." I'm like, "Shit. Well, we got one weekend, you guys. So we
don't fuck up."
Yeah, yeah. And so it was a madness. We set up everything. They were fucking amazing. I love Me Time. When they were on the show, if you guys haven't heard that show, go back and listen to the Me Time show. It's fucking really funny. They were hilarious. I forgot how great they were. And then this is so cool because then we scheduled. They were back in September on the show. And then before they showed up that night, I just played the podcast to remind myself, because I'm shitty with names. I don't know who does what. I don't know what people are like, which guy was the asshole. You know, I don't know. And so I played the show and was like, oh, my God, I love their fucking music. They're all funny as fuck. They got all the jokes. They laughed along with us. They're like, you know, they were so much fun.
Yeah.
So I'm fucking exhausted from too much work, and I got to spend the whole weekend with them. I'm really glad it was them. We got along really great, and yeah, and later when they have more money, they'll go back to the other studio they recorded at. But for now,
when they're big and famous, right, they'll throw you to the side like a piece of tissue or condom.
I'm only here because I'm cheap. So, but you know, a record that wouldn't have got made is going to get made as a result. So,
the magic of
Dog Water.
Of Dog Water, yeah. So, hey, like I said, in the studio, we have a brand new to us band, Prince Robot. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
How are all you doing?
Great.
Wonderful.
I know you all largely from the internet and not real life, so this is kind of cool.
I was shocked when they told me that you didn't see them out and schedule them. He's like, "No, I just hit Rory up, and he said that we could be on."
Yes, I checked out their page, and it's like, okay,
were
let's
their demos?
Do this.
Did you know what they sounded like at all?
No, not at all.
Fucking, they're really good. I mean, well, I really enjoyed the sound check. Let me just say, the rest of the songs might suck, but the two.
I do this thing is I trust pedigree. If like people I know like you and have had something good to say about you, and I respect their musical opinion, well, then that's good enough for me to book you on the show, whether or not you know I have any vested personal taste in somebody's style of music. It's about the Reno scene.
Yeah, I mean, we appreciate it, you know. That's kind of been how it's been going for us, really. Like, we're friends with people, and
Well, and we were both at Skate Jam. Did you see us at Skate Jam?
I did not. I had a bratty 10-year-old to take home. Yes, that's how Skate Jam ended for me.
We did watch your set, though.
I saw you guys early on, and I wanted to thank you for having showed up early to catch all the other bands. And I am sorry for having to duck out without saying goodbye, but...
Hold on, can I say something?
It was that all fucking day long.
Hey, I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
And oh, right. Also, I had fallen. I forgot about this. I had fallen.
And broke her skateboard.
No, those were two separate events. Oh. But man, my wrists still hurt. I'm not even kidding you. My wrists still actually hurt.
Limp
from
wristed
falling at
well, it's
because
your wrists are so weak.
Shut up, you know? Man.
Like, they're just kind of.
When I was in the Tri Lambdas, I always won at the javelin throw.
He's the pole is designed for his limp wristed style.
And if you get that joke,
then
you're really
as old as we are.
Oh, that movie.
I would like to say I get that joke.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff, there's no Jeff way you could be anywhere near as old as us.
No, I don't.
Revenge of the Nerds.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
Oh, you just don't remember the...
Yeah, two, no, Rick. Come on.
It's been a while.
The Olympics were in two.
That's it.
Oh, my God. That was two, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Because then it also ended up with the large Battle of the Bands and the violin solo.
That was one.
Oh, no, wait. That was one.
Yeah.
No, but they... Yeah, no. They. What was... There was a big ending that, like... Was the same as that again?
Yeah, and they did the music thing, and it was all
that
like
that was in one.
Via Kafua.
I can say with absolute certainty.
But okay, the Olympics were two. I was correct there with the javelin throw.
No, that
I
was
don't
in
remember
one.
Two.
The Olympics
was that it the same?
So
cast?
Two was
that
when
was
they went to
one.
Miami, right?
That
did
was
they
in
go
two.
To Miami.
Alex has got it.
And then they do the like the hip hop Beastie Boys song to like the pool party. Yes.
Rory, these kids might know more about this than we do.
Do not challenge us on the 80s.
Yeah, I got to admit, I haven't watched those since I learned how to not be sober.
I thought I was going to tell people not to listen to this because I'm going to say like curse words, but I think now I've just got to say, like, you can't listen to this because, like, I know facts that nobody should
know.
Really know.
Oh, we'll get to some more of that later on. Well, all right. So we're talking. Let's just hop right into a song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Play some stuff.
All right.
I know Jeff has to get him right on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Hey, Jeff, say hi to everybody.
Hi. Hello, everybody.
He's the drummer. He's got to go drum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it's like back in the day. Normally, we just leave the drummers downstairs.
Yes. Now we're going to hustle them back and forth because we have the room this time.
Yeah, well, no, and it's actually because he insisted.
Well, can you guys introduce yourselves for the listening audience?
I am Lynn. I sing.
I'm Alex. I play guitar.
And together they form Prince Robot, a giant destructive musical machine.
Oh, it's just like when the different characters come together to make the giant robot?
That's Voltron.
Right. Is it just like that?
It's just like that.
Fucking rad.
It's also G-Force. But the robot didn't have a name, just the team.
Okay.
What are we doing?
I'm just waiting for Jeff to be in his place.
Yeah, put Jeff in his place, man.
So this song is called Space Trash?
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Fuck yeah.
I assume you did well at Skate Jam.
Yeah, like all the skateboarders skateboarded.
Yeah, all the like 10 people that were there at that point really dug
friends,
it.
Friends, yeah. Coworkers.
Because, well, that's you know, the best part of rock and roll is One Ton Dooley also knows. Playing for 10 people is the best part of rock and roll.
Yeah. We really liked your set. So.
Yes, we loved your set.
Thank you. Well, we should do a show together then, for sure.
We absolutely should.
Yeah.
And there's definitely this Mary Anarchy show coming up here in May that I don't know if you know about.
I've heard of it.
You've heard of it? are you booked on it yet?
Sexually.
Nobody's.
Nick literally just put out a call for it. It was only open to his friends on Facebook. But hey, if you're listening to the show, more than likely you're Nick's friend.
I'd just suck his dick.
He would. So Mary Anarchy's up, folks. If you're interested in getting on the bill, hit up Nick on Facebook. That's where he collects names.
What dates in May?
Just stick that in anywhere, right?
I'm getting married on the 19th, so Mary Anarchy is the 12th and 13th. It is the week before.
Yeah, that's perfect. Our singer has a Disneyland trip planned.
I have a birthday.
That's important.
But
very important.
Not on those dates.
Yes.
But yeah, let's get a hold of Nick and let's get you on the Mary Anarchy bill.
Absolutely.
So what's so bad about incest then?
Really exciting. In your family, nothing, Nick, I guess.
Bunch of black people down there, Rick.
Nick, what is with you today?
They deserve a good blowjob, you know.
And you're going to be the man to do it. I know.
His friends know better, but Nick feels like exploring.
It's the Zen room, man.
A couple black dudes in that shit, too.
Stop, Rick. Stop.
I'm sorry. Oh, get out of the Nick section. Okay.
Get out of the Nick section, because there's only like four.
Right.
Fuck you, Nick.
There you go.
Yeah, Nick.
All right. So how long have you guys been playing? You're fairly recent, correct?
Yeah, we are fairly recent. The three of us have been together since October.
Yes.
Of last year. Jeff and I have been trying to start bands and stuff for over a decade.
Are you longtime Reno residents?
Yeah, I was born here.
Jeff?
Yeah, I moved here when I was 10.
So yeah, you're a lifer.
Yeah, I'm a lifer.
and you've been here all century, so you're also a lifer.
I've been here since 2002. I'm originally from Oregon.
Yeah, 15 years is a long time.
It is, but I do consider myself a native Oregonian.
Fair.
But I do love it here.
They're going to give you official adoption papers soon.
When I
hit my 20 years.
Bistatual. So I...
Bistatual.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on making it this far in the biggest little city.
Yeah. It's been a long
to
time.
To be on the worst little podcast. It takes a lot.
Yeah.
As y'all know.
Clearly.
At least one email.
Right. And you know how hard that is? It's not just the email. It's then actually showing up. Putting those two things together are actually harder than you might think. Or I don't know. Have you ever worked with other humans on a project before?
Yes.
Ah, so you understand then. Okay. but this is good stuff. This is really good music. I think we like it. I don't want to just banish you back downstairs, but I think on the next... no, because so I want to say on the next little break, maybe two songs?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, let's just kind of pile it on there.
So what
do you have lined up now that we've been talking about the past and the theoretical future? Do you have any shows lined up that you want to talk about?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be at Shay's March 26th with Boss's Daughter.
Ooh. Nice.
Awesome.
Fuck.
And American Pennant.
And band from New York.
That's a nice bill.
Yeah.
Fucking A.
Yeah, seriously. We're very excited and very grateful.
Yeah. Yeah, we're pumped to play that one. And then
there's nothing else you can count on Shay's for. You will have an excited audience.
Yeah.
They will be pumped and into you even if you're the opening band because it's 10 o'clock and they're already loaded.
Yeah. It's the Coke. It's not you guys.
Yeah.
Well, no. I mean,
whatever works.
That helps them. you know, see the closing band. I don't care about that, you know.
Right.
The
that's so true.
The opening band actually has the luxury of having the people who are drunk and about to go home and the late shifters slash cokeheads who are just getting started. The opening band at Shea is actually a pretty sweet spot.
I'm really excited about it. Now.
Oh, but not that anybody does anything like that there. They all do it at home and then go to the bar.
Right. Of course. Right. Of course. You would never. Yeah.
Allegedly. Yeah.
So and then after the Shea show in mid-April, April 14th, I think we're going to be doing the Prince Robot World Tour, one date only.
Yeah.
Sacramento, California.
Sacramento.
Sacramento's in the world.
We're coming.
Were you
Arnold Schwarzenegger used to live there.
Yeah, the Sacramento party. Yeah.
We're going to be playing with our new best friends that we met at Skate Jam, Black Crosses. So they reached out to us, so yeah, we'll be doing that at Cafe Colonial.
Nice. Yeah. I don't know where that is, but
I don't either.
I'm sure it's amazing.
Look it up on the internet, kids.
It looked killer on Google.
Fuck yeah.
Dig.
Do you have a Prince Robot Facebookery?
Yes.
Nice. Do you have any sort of any other places to be found on the web?
We have an Instagram,
rarely updated Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent.
I'll give you three guesses who's in charge of the Instagram.
Yeah, that's me.
Ah, okay. Gotcha.
Way to give
basement
away.
Boy.
Yeah. And we've got a few demo songs that we recorded.
Oh, yeah, Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp. So we recorded those. Mike and Ashley from Pink Awful, who are amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome people.
Fuck yeah.
Let us.
We love them.
Take over their
were on here just a couple weeks ago. They were really fucking. They're so awesome.
Yeah, they're a good band. They actually. They auditioned for Prince Robot. It's a little known fact.
Yeah.
Damn.
Actually, like. So when Jeff and I were looking for a singer, Ashley and Mike did come to our practice space, and like we tried to jam on a Yeah 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 song, and Mike's too good of a guitar player. Like it was just, I was humiliated.
Sorry.
I was just like, oh,
you're
God.
Too good. You're gonna have to leave.
I feel you, brother. I watched some people in this studio sometime, and I could practice every minute of every fucking day for the next 100 years, and I'll never be that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know that Elvis, before he became famous, like tried out for a band as a backup singer, and they said no, because he couldn't sing harmonies. Now go somewhere else and never have to sing harmonies again for the rest of your life and change music forever. Thanks, King. So it's kind of like that.
The more you know.
Right?
Oh. That's how we do it, the more you know.
Yeah, and then actually, I think Brennan or their other guitar player, right? That's his name, Brennan. Yeah. He came down. He was super cool, like jammed with us for a while. But again, I think Jeff and I, at that time before Lynn, just kind of were figuring ourselves out.
We were too sloppy and terrible.
Too sloppy.
Sexually.
Sexually. We've been doing that for a decade.
Of course.
Party rocking though, just all wild. Were you like Wild Stallions?
Oh yeah.
Pump the fluid in me, Louie.
But then once Lane came around.
Well then I definitely like the vocal stylings you got there. You've got the lighthearted angry kind of thing going on. No, it's great. It's it goes from telling you to a story to yelling in your face at the drop of a hat.
No. It's like, I'm going to channel Ginger Rage at this microphone.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's so rad. Oh, God.
Why didn't we ever tell her to do that? We're ready. Channel the Ginger Rage.
Lighthearted angry. That definitely sums me up.
Angry. That's fucking rad.
Cause even when you are angry, I get the sense that you'd be smiling while you yelled.
I'm very reasonable, and you suck.
A lot of practice dealing with a 4-year-old, I think.
Oh, that'll do it.
Are you a stay at home?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Does anybody? You're all three parents, correct?
I am not.
No.
You're not a parent.
No.
Oh, okay.
You have a puggle.
Good.
Fur baby, but that's about it.
Yeah, I just have a dog.
Yeah, fur baby.
It's a puggle.
Yeah.
It's not a dog.
Sorry.
I have a chippet. It's okay. But you two have children.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and you're 4 and 3?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's exactly right.
So. Well, congratulations. They are both still alive. Yeah. You're almost to the point, or as I was saying earlier, you're almost to the point of life where after five, it's their fault. They know enough. They know right and wrong. They know how to eat and drink and not eat the things that has Mr. Yuck on it.
What's wrong with mess?
Nobody puts the Mr.
We could like do
there.
Half of it right now and half after the show.
Honey, what did I tell you about hanging out with Uncle Cody?
Suck a dick off a cliff.
Anyway.
Or your mother.
Delightful.
Bitch.
Then they turn into that. Yeah. And it's a whole different set of fun. But at any rate, okay. Let's go back to music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Yeah.
Jeff, run back
Jeff.
And forth.
Okay.
Jeff. We'll do two songs so we don't have to do more.
Jeff's going
to
get exercise. Yeah. And then we're going to have a very exciting portion of the show that will involve prizes.
I need to poop really bad.
Me too.
Not that kind of prize, but.
I don't fucking care.
So you too you follow the school of rocket science wizardry when it comes to guitar playing?
Yeah, it's a cheat code. Like, I'm not what you would call a, like, really fantastic guitarist. Yeah. But I love...
I'm feeling you, like...
tone and rock and roll and all that. So it's just... It fills out the space a little. Jeff, are you down there now? Okay. This one's Sequin Jackets.
Song for us or not?
Hey. Oh yeah, we do. It's coming.
God, she's such a bitch.
I'm good at making fun of things.
She's a bit of a critic.
Fuck. That was fucking rad. You guys want to do another one?
Yeah.
Do another one.
All right, this next one's called Subway Surf.
Hang
dope.
Yeah, that's punk fucking
Jesus.
Rock right there.
Dude, I love that fucking surfy shit, dude. Your guitar tone is so amazing and terrible. I love that. God, I love that.
Rito is rad.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Jeff, do you want to come back up? Oh, here he is.
Does he have to?
Dude, he's quick.
He is.
Oh, man.
Like, he's just, like, in and out of his drum chair with no delay at all.
Bam, in and out.
Most drummers are so much slower.
Oh, yeah.
You should see him put up a geodesic dome at Burning Man. It's like watching a spider monkey do engineering. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
What does he wear while he does that?
I like the loincloth.
If you're lucky.
So y'all burners, you got to the burn on a regular?
I've been 10 times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Damn.
Right on.
And is it still something that's like super important every year, or are you starting to burn on it?
So I haven't been in 2 years, and I'm kind of over it.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's still exciting. I'd still go again.
Do you do lots of drugs?
Not lots.
By whose standards?
Mostly just beer.
I went in 98 myself, and from what I hear tell, it's a quite different experience these days. And
yeah. We were talking about that before the show, though. Everybody says everything isn't what it used to be.
No, I'm not saying it to mean that it's not what it used to be, but it is. It literally has been like 15, 20 years, and it is literally 4 times the size it was. Yeah. It is an entirely different thing than what I saw at the end of the 90s to what it is now. Year to year, I think it changes incrementally.
Yeah.
So that if you do go every year, you don't necessarily overtly see the big changes. But if you were somebody who was a participant in 1992, looking at it in 2002 and now, you're going to look at very radically different events.
Fuck.
Would that be fair to say?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And that is radical, ultimate inclusion. You know, that's part of the whole.
I think the spirit's still the same.
Yeah, it is the whole point of it. The expression's a little different.
People complain about like big camps that you have to pay for, but if you don't want to, you don't have to look at those camps. you can totally notice.
And what is the difference between those camps and
everywhere
15,
else?
20 years ago? The girlfriend who came along with her boyfriend and all of his friends who didn't really want to be there and didn't really participate, but she was a partner around it all and everybody paid her way.
Yeah.
What's the real difference there? You know, like she paid to go and didn't want to have to work.
It's
so.
Still fun. There's still weird people doing weird things.
Yeah. I think it is ultimately what you make of it in a very extreme form.
Absolutely.
I have never been. I have nothing to add to the conversation.
If you don't like large crowds and being hot,
sweaty,
and hungry.
I despise large crowds and being hot and sweaty.
Go camping in the woods by the lake.
Actually, 4th of July is pretty good. It's the same spot. It's a lot more spread out. And it's really fun.
That is true. Jupliah is it is more
hell
of a weekend.
Fireworks.
Less regulations.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
You can do whatever you want out there. And there's hot springs.
Nice.
Those are very nice.
Yeah. That shit's for commies.
That is one of the secret treasures of living out here in the Sierras is the plethora of hot springs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah, Nevada. There's a lot of water underground.
Can we change our state motto to just hella hot springs?
I gotta write that down. That's cool. Steal it. Yeah.
Oh, I already copyrighted it on Twitter, dude.
Damn it.
Hella hot springs.
You can do that.
You know why it's warm? It's from ancient Indian piss.
That is true. That's very true. I believe that's a pyramid in particular that we're speaking of, right?
Right. No, I think Chewy that time was just talking about all hot springs.
Ah, yes.
Ancient Indian piss.
All right, Rick, give me my music.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for your favorite part of the show, the worst little quiz in the world, where I'm going to ask our contestants a series of awkward and compromising questions for our fun and amusement while we judge them. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Sure. We're going to start with you, Alex.
Okay.
Alex, your lover, your brother, or your mother, trapped on a desert isle, who do you cannibalize first?
for sure my brother because he's like he's a really good athlete. Like he's a runner and stuff. That shit would be like Kobe beef.
Yeah, all right.
Definitely my brother.
Okay. Okay. Lynn, my darling. I'm sure you've given this question some amount of thought.
I have. I am actually an only child, but I do have several stepbrothers, and so one of them can definitely go.
It doesn't really matter which one, just anyone would be great. Excellent. Jeff, same question to you.
I don't have a brother, but I have a sister, and I think that she
that
would,
counts.
She would want to be cannibalized, I think.
Should we ask her? Probably not.
We could call her right now and see.
No.
Okay, well, you would have gotten bonus points if you had said yes. Moving on, what is the first concert you ever bought tickets to?
Snowboard. About Boreal.
Ah.
It was pre-Warped Tour.
Okay, okay. But like a
it was the same thing as
Unsigned Band Festival.
And how old were you?
Unsigned Band Festival.
I was probably 14.
Fuck, rad.
Nice. When?
Richard Marx at the Oregon State Fair.
Ooh.
Faggot.
Richard Marx. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Kind of.
It was Sick of It All, Meshuggah, and Slayer at the Livestock Event Center.
Shit.
How old were you?
I was, God, I was in middle school, so I was like 12 or 13.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Yeah, it was quite the thing. My friend that I went with was very religious, and he was very upset with me.
Like, you didn't tell him what you were going to?
No, well, I used him to get the tickets because his like baseball team was doing the concessions, so I was like, hey, I'll come help with the concessions. And got to see Slayer and Meshuggah and Sick of It All for free.
That's pretty bitchin'. But I said
it was awesome.
I asked you that's the wrong question. What's the first concert you bought tickets to?
Oh, so then that would be Lit.
Oh, less cool of an answer.
Way less cool
of an answer.
Oh, I just felt the wind get sucked out of the room.
Yeah, you, in fact, you're now in the negative.
God damn it.
Okay, we're going to start with you again. We're going to give you an opportunity. Celebrity bone down. You get one chance to bone any celebrity you want. Who is it?
Oh, Miley Cyrus. Because it'd be so weird.
All right, interesting answer. You're going to just wreck that alien baby?
Yeah, right?
I am really disappointed in Alex right now.
Think less of him as a human being.
Norman Reedus.
Solid answer.
Oh, yeah.
Very solid answer.
I would like to disappoint Christina Ricci. I've always had a crush.
I like the way you put that. Disappoint Christina Ricci.
The poor thing.
I know what you mean, though. How many books do you own, Jeff? Round to the nearest 5, 10, 50, 100.
Right now, I just got rid of a couple of them, but like 10.
Okay. All right. And what was the last book you read?
I don't know. I just started reading.
Did it begin? Did his name begin with a DR period?
No,
Dr. Seuss.
No. No, I don't read a lot. You're right.
All right. I'm sorry to interrupt you, though.
Food of the Gods is what I just started.
Okay.
Reading.
Or the current read is
the
also
current read. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Do I get to count like books that my husband and I both own together?
Yes. That your household.
I would have to say we probably own at least 1,500 books.
That's a high watermark, I'd say. Rick, would you concur there?
Fuck yeah. But then most gingers are smart.
You're
it's how
God
makes up
right.
for them. No, look, that's really, I don't know if we've had that many before, so.
Yeah, that's a high watermark. Okay, and what are you currently reading the most recent, like, a 12 book? No, 2-3 books.
I am actually not currently reading anything. The last book that I read was called The Hangman's Diary, and it was The Hangman's Diary of the Executioner of Nuremberg, Germany, from the 1500s.
Quite a light read.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I remember reading some article about this a few months back.
Yeah.
He wrote a diary from the 1500s of being the dude that fucking hangs people?
Yeah. Well, not just hangs people, actually. Mostly beheads people.
Oh, my God.
You gotta have standards.
Was it all gore? Was it like, I got a sandwich today and, like, you know?
No, it was all gore. It was every single day was like, oh, and I beheaded, Madam, whatever her name is, for stealing 3 trout from the marketplace, you know, beheaded here as a courtesy. That was his big thing. He was really big about beheading people as a courtesy, because hanging people was actually very cruel.
Right. That is quite true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you were Mary Queen of Scots, then you really
wish they would have just fucking hung you.
He was a kind executioner.
So was it ever like, this one went really bad, and oh my God, they were screaming.
God.
And
yeah. There were a few of those. Yeah.
Jesus, okay. That's really intense.
So, something to put on your list, Rick.
Yeah, that's like, fuck, I love that. I mean, that, yeah.
It is a very interesting
book. It's just the right shade of creepy for me.
Alex, same question. How many books do you own in your household?
In our household, I'd say maybe 150 plus.
All right, the most recent tome across your page?
I read Tranny by Laura Jane Grace. Was the last book I read, and it was amazing.
Excellent. I'm unfamiliar with that. It sounds good. It's about cars, right?
Yeah. It's a manual. It's a, you know, you get all the.
When you use the toilet, is the bathroom door open or closed?
Absolutely closed.
Closed.
Closed. Mm-hmm. Tight.
Okay. Let's see. Rick?
Age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity.
I knew he was going to go there.
Nice.
Jeff?
Age and circumstance and loss of...
age and circumstance.
You don't have to say if you
to
were
the
in
loss
love or not.
Of your virginity. Next Thursday, 8 p.m., a bottle of white wine.
I'm intrigued to hear Jeff's story.
I think we all are.
Short-term girlfriend, 16, after school.
Mm.
It was shocking.
Whose
Somebody's
house?
My house.
Parents home?
No. But my mom knew. She just knew.
Like when she came home? Before or like afterwards?
The next morning, I went to school and she said, don't have sex in my house.
Oh my God.
I thought you were going to say, she
I don't
said,
know.
Good job.
I don't know how she knew.
Did she walk in and just like smell like naked vagina everywhere? And she's like, that's not right.
No, I think it's probably just because I had a girl
alone. Just
the
look on your face, she could tell that you had become a man.
Maybe.
Or was she?
I was glowing.
She didn't know, and she was trying to stop it before it happened, but she was too late. Too late.
Missed it by that much.
Excellent.
Damn. Okay.
Lady Lynn.
I was 15. And I am actually still friends with the gentleman. He will probably actually listen to this podcast when I link to it on my Facebook. hi, Justin. And and we had been watching Cure videos. Staring at the Sea collection.
Oh my God. So VHS tape, because they
yes,
never released
VHS
those on
tape.
DVD.
Yep.
Oh, nerd.
Fuck yeah. Yep. That is so rad.
And then we excused ourselves to go into the bedroom, and we used a blue condom.
Dude, you know how the beginning of In Between Days has that little bit of them in the studio, and it's just the little bit of the guitar, and then that stops, and this video starts?
Yep.
I actually recorded that in so that I could attach it to my version of that song, so when I hear that song, it starts like that.
Nice.
That much of a nerd. Okay.
I was 17. It was at my house in my bedroom, and we listened to, this is the worst thing ever, a Christian indie rap that she had brought over, a CD.
Wow. See, this is the kind of girl I was going for, Rick.
Right. And where's that girl today? How much meth is she smoking?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure she married a cop.
Oh my God.
As they're wont to do.
So, dude, religious girls are just.
I did lose mine. I tried to lose mine, and the background music was the Jesus Christ Superstar soundtrack.
Yeah, but that's.
Needless to say, I did not get laid, so I'm very happy for you, sir.
Hey, you was do what
edgy?
You can.
Was it edgy? Could you avoid that they're all, "I'm my savior," fucking like, and I love Jesus. He died on the cross for the sins of what you're doing right now.
It was so bad because they were trying to be so subtle. And it was like I'm a huge hip-hop fan, so I listened to a lot of, like, indie rap. And, like, back in that day, that was, like, a lot of, like, Atmosphere and stuff like that. So you could tell they had heard of an Atmosphere album. And there was just like, they were trying to be like, edgy, and there'd just be little things in the middle of it. I don't know. They did interludes. It was the worst.
Did they?
But I was amazing.
So, Mr. Amazing, how many times, what's your frequency, Kenneth? How often do you pull it?
Daily.
Daily?
Daily.
All right. And you, m'lady, do you ever jam out?
A few times a week.
A few times a week?
Yeah.
Jeff?
Like once or twice a week.
Weekly. Okay. All right. And when you do and you're looking for inspiration, possibly on the internet, because it's the 21st century, for Christ's sakes, what are your favorite keywords?
Manhattan Reach Around?
He knows what I'm asking for.
Alaskan Pipeline?
Carson City Steamer?
A
Fresno Lunchbox?
Honey, stop.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Groups of people in the same room, much like we are right now.
But with fewer clothes.
Yeah.
Lynn, what are your favorite keywords?
Girl on, girl strap on.
Ooh.
Damn.
I like that one too.
Real.
Alex?
I go with, I take the hodgepodge of different search terms, like blonde, sister, whatever. But you add Czechoslovakian in front of it. Makes it.
Yeah, the gay shit's like that too. There's a lot of Czech stuff.
Yeah, the Czech stuff
what?
Is.
What? Are they just like.
For
really?
Some reason, like, the Czechoslovakians have
Well, it's
their...
like Denmark in the 70s.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. The Czechoslovakians make the best points, so...
Fuck. Is there youth just a lot of drug addicts that need money? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, I think so, probably.
Or is it just, like, not frowned upon?
That's not my concern.
I'm pretty sure, like, every young person in Czechoslovakia, like, makes at least 5 porns.
They have to.
And that's just to get themselves to the first year of college.
That's how you get the... Yeah, that's... It's a requirement.
Alex, upon your demise, where would you haunt?
Jeff's house. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a deviant.
Lynn?
Man, this is the one that I have never been able to come up with a good answer for when I've been listening to. I don't know. Probably my crap-ass hometown back in Oregon.
Would you like to give a shout out to the name of the town?
Philomath.
You made that up. That's not what it's really called.
I did not make it up.
No,
it is called Philomath, Oregon. I swear to God.
They have all sorts of weird town names
it
up
is,
there.
It is fucking Twin Peaks,
there.
I swear to
did
God.
Did you look into why it's called that?
Actually, there is a reason why it is called that. It has to do with the college and philosophy and math.
Oh my God, I thought it was going to be some ancient Indian word, and it's philomath from philosophy.
It was
and math.
Like, it was
what a
settled,
bunch of
it was settled by, like, come to the new Green Acres, like hippies in the 1840s.
There is,
no, I'm kidding, I'm making this
For
up.
For real, there's a documentary about it, about Philomath, Oregon, because there was some rich old miser who lived there who willed all of his money to make sure that every single student that graduated from the high school there could afford to go to college. But then his weird racist grandchildren decided that only people that grew up to be loggers could go to college. And it turned into this.
How would they know what they were going to grow up to be? That's just weird.
It turned into this big thing, and yeah, there's a whole documentary about it. It was on Sundance and everything.
Jesus crazy. And at some point, somebody was like, well, let's just call it, like, there's a lot of philosophy and there's a lot of math. Let's call it Philomath.
So I'd go haunt those fuckers.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
No vindiction there at all. I don't hear that in your voice. Ginger rage.
Jeff. You know those ghost hunter shows?
Yes.
I'd want to find that they never find anything. I'd want to haunt one of those people when the cameras are off. So it'd be like that cartoon frog, like, I swear he dances, you know. I
hello,
swear
my
there's,
baby. Hello,
there's
my
ghosts
darling.
Everywhere. Hello, but like every time the camera's on, like nothing.
Just stops, right?
And just drive him crazy.
Like, ribbit.
Yeah.
Or you could
That's
just go follow
really
around
answer.
Those clues, those crews, and haunt them on camera all the effing time everywhere. Yeah. So to make their studies completely irrelevant. Everywhere's haunted, man. That'd be great. What would be your last meal? You could be going to Mars. You could be going to the Death Chamber. Which chamber? What's your last meal?
A human brain.
Because
I'm gonna die
fava
anyway.
Fava beans and a Chianti.
I'm gonna die anyway, right? Get some offal in there.
I have held a human brain in my hands before. It looks like it's carved from cookie dough. Once you take the veins off.
Weird.
I know.
Cherry pie.
Cherry pie. Just nice, warm, comforting cherry
made
pie.
Of human brain. Just cherry pie. I want that.
I'm
right
a
now.
Simple creature.
I'm gonna get that later.
Alex,
that sounds really good.
She's mad.
Yeah, she is.
I think I'd just go for Baconator. Can I say Baconator?
Yes, you can.
I know it's trademarked, but that's the perfect.
A triple Baconator?
We don't make money off this, so it's fine.
Nice.
Fuck yeah.
So you're being led to the gas chamber by a comedian in a clown suit. Who is that comedian? His fate, mind effing blown right now. Alex did not know to expect that question.
That's a curveball, but I think what's the name of the comedian that plays the guy on the couch in Half Baked? I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright.
Stephen Wright. Yeah. That's who I would go with. I think that would be a good time.
Dig.
I'll say Patton Oswalt because I would be happy to see him on my way out because he's a stand-up guy and I dig him.
Ding!
Right on.
Fuck yeah.
I also want Patton Oswalt.
You can't have him.
Yeah,
he's mine.
You'll get less points if you pick him.
No, okay, fine.
By less points.
Mitch Hedberg.
Ooh.
Strong.
Ooh, nice.
Strong answer.
Jeff's really good at this game.
Good. all right, we're going to hop over to the rapid fire portion of the show. Jeff, we're going to start with you. The idea is to just answer.
Okay.
Keep it moving. So my favorite, start with Rip Taylor or Richard Simmons?
Rip Taylor.
Richard Simmons.
Rip Taylor.
Yeah. Who wins in a fight, a donkey or a walrus?
A donkey.
Walrus.
A donkey for sure.
Rum or whiskey?
Whiskey.
Ooh, rum.
Whiskey.
Elvis or the Beatles?
The Beatles.
Elvis.
Elvis.
I knew that was going to happen.
Mm. Gay or ginger?
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
Be gay.
I'm kind of already both, so.
You do kind of win. So you're happy.
But gays can get married.
Gay.
All right. Star Wars or Star Trek?
What is that?
Okay.
Doctor Who.
Old or new?
Star Wars.
Yeah, old or new?
New. Sorry.
I've watched some of the old ones, and they're so amazing and terrible.
They are.
The BBC's budget for TV was not what it is today.
But I admittedly only knew until the 10th Doctor. Sorry. When he regenerated, I kind of lost heart. Fuck.
Burgers or dogs?
Burgers.
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 Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Cats.
Dogs.
AIDS or cancer?
Cancer.
AIDS.
AIDS.
Circumcised or not?
What? Circumcised or not?
Oh.
That's when they cut your...
Am I or should I be?
Are you?
Not.
Which do you prefer?
I have only ever been with circumcised men, but we left our son uncircumcised, so I will say un.
Oh, big round of applause. Big round of fucking applause. End Western genital mutilation.
No more mutilating dicks.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, I'm circumcised to follow that show of emotion.
Well, we all, I mean, we're, Rick and I are too. It sucks, man.
Yeah, we're all cat butt.
Yeah. But Cole, dude, Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
I have no problem with Coldplay, okay? Right. I'm just going to come out and say it.
I want to make a stand right now. We had to,
some
I mean,
people
you...
are on one side of the room, some people are on the other, Alex.
Oh, fucking cold sore.
Jesus Christ. Here's where the band breaks up. God damn it.
It was called Yellow.
I'm going to go join Death Grips.
Beat up or arrested? Would you rather get beat up or arrested?
Beat up.
Beat up.
That's the correct answer because arrested comes along with a free beating. Let's go.
Oh. Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
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 Because you can have a taco pizza.
Oh, I have leftover pizza in the fridge right now.
And their whole science fiction thing just kind of like it makes that question irrelevant. So I think we're just going to tally the scores. Yay! On my calculator right here. Big scores.
Is that an abacus?
Yeah, it is an abacus, actually. Thank you. And, you know, I'm just going to say, ladies and gentlemen, preparation helps. Here's to our big winner, Lynn, who had her answers ready to go and knew how to play the game with some really bomb-ass answers. And she's really a mild-mannered freak. Like, she looks all normal, but inside we know. Ginger rage.
Holy shit, I think this is the first band ever who actually did the quiz in the exact same amount of time that the quiz music track is.
Wow, it always
this
goes longer.
This is the end.
Fucking
so we're efficient.
Yeah, we're good.
You know what I mean? Some people go shorter, some people go longer. Nobody's ever nailed it. That is the natural end of that song.
Way to hit the post, guys.
Fucking, you guys are amazing.
Good job.
God damn.
Now go play another song. Jeff, get out of here.
Jeff says I can't do things in time. All right, this one's called Broken Bones and River Stones.
God, can you do more?
We got a couple more. We could do one more, and then maybe Jeff could come back up. Or...
Yeah,
rad.
Fuck yeah.
You want to do Parasites? All right, cool. So, parasites then.
Okay.
A pedal, and somebody's like, when the fuck would I ever use that pedal? Why would I want my guitar to sound like that? You broke it in just the right way.
Right?
I was like, how long did you spend going like, no, I want it to sound weirder. That was fucking rad, you guys.
That's fantastic shit. Yeah. So, Shay's on the 26th of March.
Yeah.
Please go check them out. And who are you playing with again?
Boss's Daughter and American Pinup.
Yeah. Nice.
So it's going to be a good time. And then, Sacramento. It's a pretty big deal.
Hit it, Rory. Just hit it.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
That really worked.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ.
That did work.
Have we gotten the final confirmation on Sacramento?
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh.
Bro.
He's got this.
Okay.
Bro.
Awesome. Well, we're really excited to have had you here in the studio.
Fuck yeah.
This is a
Thank
lot of fun.
Thank you so much for having us.
You guys are a great, fresh new sound on the Reno scene, and more people need to know about you and see you. I'm not kidding. We'll have to do a show together with 110 Dooley. It might be in the future. Probably not anytime soon, but...
There's a lot of words there.
Exactly, because I'm wrapping up the show. I'm just, like, talking and making a, like, meow. what do you call that? Static. Static with my syllables. For at any rate, ladies and gentlemen, Rick, do you have anything else to say? Is that it? I'm done. There's stuff I could promote, but frankly, I have too many things going on in my head right now. There's a lot of great stuff going. Oh, yeah, One Ton Dooley on St. Patrick's Day. That's it. That's the thing I was supposed to say. One Ton Dooley on St. Patrick's Day. 317. Come see us with Rena. We Have a Problem in Slutsville from Grass Valley. It's going to be a good time at Davidson's Distillery. So for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, all the interns, Dogwater Dick, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, this has been another wonderful edition of the Worst Little Podcast in the World, and life is short, and I do love you. Good night, ladies.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
A child psychologist told me to beat her unmercifully whenever she acted up.
Dogwater Studios.
Maybe she needs more punishment.
Do you want to get cut?